Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's get it, New York City. Stay dry out there. The sun will come out. Tanaka, bet your bottom dollar that Tanaka, there'll be sun. Yeah, I just heard a call in the Sean's show about the weather. You know, the Yankees are always weather affected, but that isn't why they just played how they played. Let's not do that again. How about that? Stanton was right. We don't get swept at home. Good grief. What a week. And now that the Yankees, all the players, the manager, Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, the whole organization knows how the fans really feel about them, and tell me how you really feel. Hopefully they can put that behind them and, I don't know, try to make that literal history, that scoreless streak, just make that a thing in the past. Let KD Sharp pull that up in like 300 years. let that losing streak be the longest one of the next 10 seasons. Because it's hard as fans. It's hard for us to handle that. It's hard for us to deal with that. We need baseball. It is a friend. It is a companion. When you're alone and you're by yourself, even when you go to the game and you're surrounded by 43,000 other people, you have so many hopes and wants and dreams invested in the New York Yankees and what they're going to do that night and how they're going to make you feel that night. And they made us feel like crap for a week. But yeah, enough of that. Positive energy, positive vibes. They did it today. And today we heard that Luke Weaver was coming back. So I guess they just didn't want to have any save situations. They just knew Luke was going to come back. So they just lost for a week. And now, hey, watch, you know, tomorrow, Baltimore, Luke will be thrust into action. And whatever. All good. Devin Williams, I see you. We'll get to Devin Williams. Let's go back to the game today. You knew there would be some weather and some weather delays today. A 105 start. The series was already lost. But don't get swept at home. Back in the Diamondback series, Giancarlo Stanton said, we don't get swept at home. And I've been fearful of that the whole season. I thought that the Mets might come in that first Subway series and sweep the Yankees. I thought anybody would just because that was out there. But hey, they did not get swept. And Carlos Rodon, I see you, bro. I was worrisome. I had no real hope or faith in Carlos Rodon getting it done. But ultimately, you know, this game starts. And you knew they were due for a double-digit hit day. I think I said that last night. I've been saying that the last couple nights, that this is not who they are. This team is better than last year. This lineup is deeper than last year. This team does play defense better. This team does do the little fundamental things better. But another game where the Yankees don't have the lead, right? That was also another streak that went on for some like 50 innings. They didn't have a lead since the Kansas City game. They give up a solo shot, and then they do a little bit of small ball. Okay, all right, Goldie with a double, Belly with a single, Judge with another K. Judge was 3 for his last 29 with 18 strikeouts at that point. I know Judge is the greatest hitter we've ever seen, but man, he was in a bad one. I want to say he's out of it. We'll get to it. Stanton singles, you know, Belly's hustling, and he's safe at second. Oh, wait, they got to review it. They got to review it. Just kidding. He's not safe. The call on the field stands. There's no hit for Stanton. And Belly's out because they didn't have enough evidence to overturn it. Or they didn't have enough courage to say, yeah, we can see enough space between Zach Neto's foot and the bag. He's safe. Overturn the call. Overturn the call. Through this whole stretch, going back to Boston, the umpires have been terrible. And we're going to talk about it tonight, and I don't care. Oh, don't complain about the officiating. No, I think we need to complain louder, specifically about Major League Baseball home plate umpires, the umpire crew, and the review system being broken. What is the point of having the ability to stop the game when you guys put a pitch clock in the game and did all these things for pace of play? What is the point of stopping the game to look at the play and not get it right? It is infuriating. Whatever. Rodon back to his old tricks. Can't keep the ball in the ballpark. Joe Adell homers for the second day in a row. And I'm like, come on, bro. But Rodon gets out of the inning. And then the tarp is coming on. And it was the shortest rain delay in the history of rain delays. It was only 8 minutes. I think we had one of those in Kansas City, too. And they are used to that out there in Missouri. But that was longer. And, man, shout out to the Yankee Stadium grounds crew. The best in the business. They were on top of it. And then Volpe leads off the inning and they flash the stat that he's 0 for his last 17. And I'm like, oh, after last night. But he works a walk. Then Wells, G-I-D-P, DJ gets a knock. And then here comes that man. We'll hear from that man, Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham, first pitch swinging, hits a home run. His first homer since May 30th against the Dodgers. And the Yankees have a lead. They take the lead back. Hooray. And then Goldie comes up, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Boom. The most runs that the Yankees had had in 18 days since June 11th. Four. Whatever, I'll take it. Whatever. And then as we proceed, you know, the third inning, we get through the third inning, Judge walks, Stanton ground in a double play. Fourth inning, this is where the umpires were terrible. Joe Adell strikes out, and he's walking to his dugout. He knows he struck out. And they say he doesn't go. The first, what was this guy's name? Bill Miller, the first base ump, emphatically moves his hands and says, nope. And then he ends up working a walk. And I'm sitting there in my house saying, okay, this is where Rodon unravels. This is something he's not going to be able to overcome. This is damn near cheating. This sucks. But Rodon, I've been impressed with your ability to just move on. It must be the beard. It must be the comfort of a nice warm beard on your face that doesn't make you feel naked out there and makes you feel great about yourself and say, you know what? No biggie. No biggie. No biggie. We know. So they keep it moving. But it's a joke. The replay system is broken. We need the ABS system ASAP. I have some shirts that say ABS ASAP. The automatic balls and strikes can't get here soon enough. These guys are out there asleep at the wheel, but then they're making calls with conviction. It's terrible. It's going to cost somebody in the postseason, but whatever. Moving on. At this point, I'm just hoping that the game stays 4-2. I'm hoping that the Yankees just win it 4-2. Good enough for me. And with one out and 82 pitches, Rodon gives up another homer to make it 4-3. One run lead. I'm like, oh, we're going to have to sweat this out. And right there, I'm starting to think about Devin Williams. Oh, no, no, no. Like, we cannot get swept in a situation where it's a one-run game and Devin Williams gives up two runs. I'm thinking that in the sixth inning. I'm like, okay, we need an insurance run or two. Don't let this come down to the bullpen, whether it's Devin Williams or Mark Leiter Jr. or whoever blowing it. I'm looking for the bullpen budget. They do give us the bullpen budget, but it doesn't matter, whatever. Jazz gets a knock with one out. Here comes Volpe and Wells again, the chicken parm partners. Volpe force out at second, two outs. Wells gets a hit. Full count on DJ. And here is where the Yankees run the bases like drunks. It's what they do. And it's a full count, two outs. Yes, they're going. But I don't know where the hell Wells was going. It's a base running error. It's a blunder. It's giving away out. It's another mistake when you were rallying. You have runners on. DJ hasn't been bad, right? DJ's whole MO is the machine, right? And I know he's a little washed, the washing machine, but you're thinking, hey, maybe he can hit it to the outfield. And with Volpe's speed, he could potentially score that insurance run. And so the pickoff move comes and Wells gets the second, but then they caught Volpe stealing. That goes as a caught stealing on Volpe to end the inning, and I'm like, come on, another rally killer. Like, they got to shake this off. And I'm like, I know they're going to blame this on Boone. I know they're going to blame this on Boone. Anyway, as we proceed, you know, Grisham showed me something today. Last night I said I was done with him leading off. I took some calls where people were saying they were done with him in the outfield starting. 888-808-1019. We'll have the conversation about Grisham versus Jason Dominguez and who should be getting more playing time and how they're going to work all that out. And listen, Grisham showed me something today. He doesn't need to lead off, but he showed some fight today, some calm today, some steadiness today. And, like, as much as I was looking for some rah-rah guy, somebody to yell, flip a table, they called a players-only meeting, then Boone said they didn't, and I don't know, I'm looking for somebody to just show some emotion, get mad, get pissed off in this. Like, Trent Grisham being even-keeled, not pressing, like, that, he was the guy today, and I think that he really was the guy to break this thing open, and he had that double there. And it was his first game since May 12th with two extra base hits. And I feel like some of us had soured on him. We felt like he regressed. We felt like, hey, this guy was supposed to be a fourth outfielder. And now he turned into our everyday starting center fielder. We're leading him off way too much. Go back to what you originally planned. No, listen. And shout out to Belly. Like, I think these are good problems to have. Now, some of you are going to call and complain about Aaron Boone. This week, I took calls that Boone should be fired. They'll never win with Aaron Boone. And I'm sure I'll take some calls tonight about Boone and what he has to manage. He has to now manage Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez, Bellinger, where these guys play in the outfield. He also has to manage now Ben Rice, who we saw get a start behind the dish last night. And then also you have J.C. Ascar, Austin Wells. Then he also has to manage Stanton being back. Stanton has to DH, when to not DH him, and when to have that spot open, when to put Judge there as a half day. Like, there's a lot going on. But anyway, you know, rain delay happens again. And I feel like coming back from this later rain delay, the Yankees can smell a win. And they come out and you get that Yankee defense. Jazz on his back foot, hot corner, fires one to get the out, to get, you know, the speedy Neto. And then Chanuel hits one up the middle. It knocks Loaisiga's glove off. DJ charges and makes the play. And later on in that inning, another janky thing happens, but this time it goes the Yankees' way. Judge swings and misses. He runs about 3 to 4 steps down the first base line, thinking that, hey, I swung and missed. I got to get going. And then the home plate ump says, no, foul ball. That ball went off the catcher's glove. I don't know what they're seeing out there. These guys are like, obviously we have slow-mo and yes-mo and we're watching at home. But in real time, these umpires are asleep at the wheel. They're not seeing the game as it actually is. And I want to say that hopefully that's the thing that breaks Judge out of his slump, because Judge got a mulligan, right? A couple pitches later, Judge hits that leadoff double, and that's his first extra base hit since the homer off of Garrett Crochet Friday night. In this terrible slump where he had all of these strikeouts, couldn't get it going, dropped his average 40 points. Like, that was a mulligan that maybe, I don't know, that's why I said maybe the baseball gods were with us. Last night I was talking about angels in the outfield for Anaheim. I don't know, maybe something right there changed for Judge. And then Stanton walks and we're in another rain delay. And I don't know, it gets late in the game. I have 100 pages of notes. But essentially at the end of the game, we are able to get a perfect bunt from Jazz coming back from the rain delay. And then later in that inning, we get a sack fly from Austin Wells. I heard Emmanuel read a Katie Sharp stat that Austin Wells leads the league in sack flies, and the Yankees lead the league in sack flies. So they are able to do the fundamental things. They are able to practice situational hitting. They are able to do what we say that they can't do. And I think today was just a good day to, like, go out there, put it all on display, not get swept, and put this whole thing behind them. Let the rain wash away all the nonsensical play, all the mistakes, all the terrible at-bats, and all the fans complaining and hating on the manager and the team. It's over. Let's now look into the series tomorrow against Baltimore. It's going to be hot. There's going to be a lot of people out there. Man, sweep the Orioles. You cannot lose another series to the Orioles. You already went down to Camden Yards and did that. And let's right the ship and get going, because it's not going to get easy. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the Yankees. They're you know, a little two-game lead in first place. Like, they got to get that back up to 7. I will not be happy until they get that back up to, like, 7 games where it was. Luke Weaver coming back, all is well that ends well, you know. We're going to talk about Volpe tonight. I already have a call about Volpe replacement. There is no replacement for Anthony Volpe. Is it disappointing to see a game like he had last night, running into the, you know, getting thrown out at second and then a tailor-made double play ball that he botches, a play that he's probably made in his sleep, could probably make with his eyes closed, and then he can't even make the throw to Peraza in front of him. And then, you know, that last out, I didn't even see it last night because I was driving in. I heard it. He swung under that ball by like 6-7 inches. It's tough, but like, man, that is your shortstop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He is. And we need him to come out of it. We need him to be better. He is streaky, sometimes inconsistent, but there's no better option. And as much as we heard all the negative things about the Yankees, give them some praise tonight. And let's turn the page tonight. 888-808-1019. We've got the NBA Finals coming up. OKC looking to close out. Tyrese Haliburton will play at 8:30. I think it's OKC Thunder in 6. And on my screen right now, it's underway, one out in the top of the first. The Mets looking to make it happen against Spencer Strider and the Braves. They are trying to avoid the sweep down in the House of Horrors that is Truist Park in Atlanta. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Can't wait to talk to you. I'm only on till 10 p.m. It's Fanatics Fest Eve. I'll be at Fanatics Fest tomorrow morning. I'll be there Saturday. I'll be there Sunday. I'll be at the Yankee game. Like, it's summertime, man. Let's have a good time. Call the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. 888-808-1019. Watching the Mets game. They got two hits in that first inning, but scratched no runs across. But I think that's at least a good sign that they're putting bat to ball early on Spencer Strider. Now let's see what Clay Holmes is going to do. And let's see what you're going to do on the Fan tonight. We've got a full rack of calls. We're going to talk about the Yankees. We're going to talk about the Mets. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. But yes, the Yankees win, and to the victor go the spoils, and we have some positive energy, but also some negative energy still looming. It was a rough week. It was a rough week, so I know people are going to be critical and have some things to say. Let's hear from them. First is Tyler in Colonia on the Fan. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, my man?
Hanging in there on a Friday. Or a Thursday.
Yeah, it feels like a weekday, huh? A weekend?
I mean, it pretty much is. Fanatics Fest is tomorrow, so we'll be out there. It's Juneteenth today. That's what it was. It is a holiday today. That's why it threw me off.
Yes, it is. Yep. I wish I can. I'm working this weekend, so I wish I could celebrate further. But
I'm at work too.
I hear you. All right, I just wanted to talk about Volpe, man. I know he's our shortstop, but I just wanted to, talk about his recent struggles, both at the plate and the field. And I know we don't really have any substitutes for him, but, now the Yankees got a 2-game lead in the AL East. I want to know if you got any concerns.
Of course.
Or what, what's going on, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tyler. I've been concerned all week. I'm the first voice that comes on after these losses. I didn't even want to do these shows. I was off all last weekend thinking I dodged it, right? Thinking I dodged the Red Sox commentary, and then I come into this. The Angels is even worse. Let's start with Volpe. It is compounded, and I always say things are compounded with the Yankees. It's complicated. It always is. There are fans that are never going to rock with Volpe because they feel like Volpe was the prospect that stopped us from making certain trades to get certain players. That's not Anthony Volpe's fault. There are also some fans that feel like Anthony Volpe was overhyped. He was a top prospect, top pick. He was ranked really high, but that's also not Volpe's fault. Like, he earned that, and rankings are what they are, and you still got to come through Major League Baseball and play and prove it. Also, the ties to Derek Jeter, right? They showed that picture of young Volpe with Jeter. I think Volpe was, an elementary school kid. That's also not that guy's fault. Whatever. the Jersey, New York, right? His family being Yankee fans, him being born in the city, growing up in Jersey, local, one of us, Del Barton guy. There are some people now that are saying, to hell with all that. We don't care where you're from. There's also the factor of he did not have the proper development because of COVID and because of moves that were made with IKF. And then he came into camp and they gave him, IKF and Peraza, the opportunity, right? You guys forget that Peraza was the starting shortstop in the 2022 ALCS. They gave him the opportunity to come in and compete. And the kid worked his butt off and he won the job. But where we are now, what is his fault is like, he is streaky. He is inconsistent. And for some of the good, like the doubles and, you know, when he is able to steal bases and when he is a gold glove shortstop, when he can go to his right and make a Jeter type play, that's all great. But then in crunch time, in moments where you need him the most and he bobbles a ball, bobbles a double play, like, and it seems like the ball eats him up when we need it late in the game where it's like, that can happen. And then I don't know how many Yankee games I've watched where he's the last guy up. He's always the final out. He's always making the final out. Even last night, I'm like, I knew it was going to come around to Volpe. When he botched that double play, I swear I looked at the box score, and I'm like, okay, Dominguez is coming up. Dominguez was batting behind Volpe. I'm like, I guarantee they bat around, and this comes back to Volpe in the end of the game. He's got to be more consistent. And I know he's putting the work in, and he's accountable. And he talked about it last night, that they all have a high standard for themselves and a high bar. He turned 24 2 months ago. He's not a finished product. The Yankees love him. His teammates love him. I think his teammates came out today and turned it on after they knew that was a rough one for him last night. I said last night, come on down, Anthony, you're the whipping boy. These fans have had enough. Yankees Twitter is going crazy, but that's your shortstop. You have no better option. And, you know, we've seen the Grand Slam in the World Series. We've seen some clutch hits. We've seen, and so many people asking, like, oh, they need to give him a rest. Can they rest him? No, he's a young guy. He's got to fight through it. He's got to work through it. And what I hope is this makes him better for it. I hope that, you know, going through the struggles, it just like hardens him and gives him just like the ability to be more consistent and also weather the storms. And I don't know, is he ever going to be an all-star? And that's another thing that's compounded. Too many of y'all compare him to Bobby Witt or Gunnar Henderson or Corbin Carroll or C.J. Abrams or Zach Neto or... He's his own guy. He's his own guy. And he's not a detriment to the team. They're going to win games with Anthony Volpe. 888-808-1019. Now, do I have some other concerns about the base running? Of course. Do I have some concerns about not stringing together hits, not being able to play small ball, not doing simple things like moving runners over and sacrifice flies? Sure. But I just think that they were in a rut. And ultimately, that is baseball Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but that is baseball Susan. Susan, hopefully you're feeling better as the day went on. We look forward to hearing you on the call against Baltimore. George is in Fairfield, Connecticut, next on The Fan. George, talk to us.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? First of all, first-time caller, but I've been listening to you since you came on the air 2 or 3 years ago. Always enjoy your show. You're a great and passionate Yankee fan. I got to say, at 79 years old, I go back to watching Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Whitey Ford, and I remember a lot of success. Anyway, but I did have a comment on Aaron Judge. And hopefully the karma from what should have been strike three today will get him out of his slump, right? And I believe it's reverse karma from what happened a week ago today. Do you know what happened a week ago today regarding Judge, which kind of...
They sat him down in Kansas City, and Judge gave Boone a proposition. He said, if I homer in the first two games of the series, will you let me start the third game of the series? He did homer, and Boone still said, no, this is a stretch of 16 games. We need to find the big guy a day off. They gave him that day off, and he has not been right since. And I'm hoping that, like I said, today, that mulligan that he got, where he hit that double after that, I hope that is it, and he tears it up this weekend.
Just in general, I'm always a believer. If you're hot, don't mess with
me
it.
Too.
You know what I mean? If he'd had a couple bad games, that's one thing. But
and especially when he's not asking for rest. This is the captain. This is the face of the franchise and the league. He's going for the triple crown. He was trying to stay up there with Cal Raleigh for the lead in home runs. He was right there with him. If he's not asking for the rest. I don't know. It's what they believe in. They believe in scheduled rest. They're going to rest DJ. They're going to rest Stanton. They're going to rest Goldschmidt. They're going to rest Judge. All these guys are 33 and older. They're going to get rest days. Even Jazz. They did that to Jazz. Jazz played four games. They rested him and cooled him off. And he's just now getting back right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that it is a long season, and hopefully they've righted the ship today, and they're going to win some and lose some, but I think they're going to win more than they lose, coming up. So
thanks for the call, George. I don't think it's going to be a Boone June swoon. I don't think it's going to be that June gauntlet like it was last year. I remember getting on the fan last year and looking at that schedule and saying, wow, we're going to go through it. And that was based on the level of competition. That was based on facing the Dodgers, the Braves, the Mets, the Orioles when they were better. I'm like, there's just better teams that we're facing, and it's going to be tough to take all the series from these teams. I think they had to go through this little rut because they were smelling themselves. They were feeling themselves. Everybody was telling them how great they are. We leaned into it too much here on the fan. You know, this time a week ago, it was who's better, Mets or the Yankees? Subway Series, the 2020, we just could not resist in early June talking about the Mets and the Yankees being in first place and how the writing is on the wall for them to meet in the World Series. No, it's not. What wall? There's so many more walls. Like, we got to walk through six, seven more hallways of walls before we get to who's going to play in the World Series. Take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. It's hard to do because we do these shows daily, nightly. We take your calls. We put stuff out on social media. People react. And that's another thing. In this modern day time, there are so many radio shows, podcasts, TV shows, social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, where people can write and react. This was an overreaction week. 20, 30 years ago, there weren't as many places for people to complain where the days would kind of roll by and it'd be like, it sucks. You might talk to your coworker. Like, I literally came out of my building today walking to the train. I saw this guy lives in my building and we both had our headsets in, but I knew what he was going to say. He put his fist in the air and first said, how about them Yankees, with a smile on his face? And the guy ain't smiled in a week. I knew what he was going to say, but like, you know, 30 years ago, you didn't have all these constant reminders that the Yankees suck. You didn't have all these alerts and things that you were reading and listening to that they haven't scored, that they haven't won, that they're in a rut, that, you know, this guy is slumping and that guy is slumping and they're slumping together. And Aaron Boone and, you know, Aaron Boone and these Yankees, this version of Aaron Boone's Yankees, and this is what they're going to do again. And this is what they did in the World Series, and this is why they can. And that's done. That's done. Shout out to Jazz Chisholm, though. Since coming off the IL, Jazz has a .326 batting average with 14 hits, 3 homers, 8 ribbies, 6 runs scored in 13 games since June 3rd. And Jazz is a guy that they traded for at the deadline last year. And I felt like he was an important piece. I thought he was going to lead off. If you remember correctly, he played center field in Fenway his first game. But that was like an inflection point. That was a checkpoint in the season, right? I remember last year talking about how the Yankees, they had struggled a bit last year in June and into July. But then once they got Jazz on the team a little bit before the actual trade deadline, they started to win. They started to hit. They started to pick up the momentum. So that's another thing with this June slump, this June losing streak, scoreless streak. I won't call it the swoon. It's not a swoon because I don't think that they're going to struggle. I think that they broke out of it. The weather definitely had a part of it. It being muggy, it being rainy. They are weather affected all year. Go back and look at all the rain delays. Look at any time they had cold weather or rain in the forecast early in the year. They couldn't play through it. I think it's healthy for them to have this reality check, this gut check upstairs as well. I think as they go through their meetings and they look at the personnel they have and they look at who they don't have. Like, now we know Jake Cousins isn't coming back, but JT Brubaker is around. Scott Efros was here and there. Luke Weaver is coming back. Stanton came back this week. Luis Gil is going to throw against batters. Luis Gil will face live batting practice Saturday. That'll be his first time facing live batters. Like, I think as they see who they have and who they don't have, and then they also struggle against teams like the Red Sox and the Angels, it's a reality check that we need more. It's a reality check that we're going to need another bat. We're going to need some other arms. Like, we're going to need some different personalities in this clubhouse. Something to shake the room. That's the phrase I always use. Please add a player or two or three or four that will shake the room. Even subtract a guy. I was screaming this week, hey, maybe they need to trade somebody this week. The Red Sox traded Devers. Maybe the Yankees got to get somebody up out of here. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's June 19th. And, you know, the Yankees were looking like they need the All-Star break. And the All-Star break is, I don't know, less than a month away. But there is no break. And I also mentioned the 16-game stretch that they're in. There is no break. And they have so many different players at different positions. They just had to go through this. It's a long season. Let's play two clips of audio before I take another call. One, and this will go back to what I'm talking about. It's a long season, and these guys are pros, and they know it. And I also think it's healthy for the fans. I know I had a take this week where I said, be careful with your takes. Be careful saying that this team is not better than last year. Be careful saying that this team can't hit and that this lineup isn't as deep as it needs to be. And, you know, Cashman, again, made a flawed team. And be careful saying what Aaron Boone can and can't do. Let's hear from Aaron Boone about Trent Grisham, who, you know, was a star today. And I really look at Trent Grisham and how he's a slow heartbeat guy and how he's a smooth operator as somebody that you need to stay that way when you know, the going gets tough. Let's play Yankees manager Aaron Boone post-game today, what he had to say.
Aaron, the other day when we asked you about the team pressing, in that conversation you mentioned you didn't think Trent Grisham was capable of pressing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What did you mean by that?
you ever seen him go get a fly ball or
yeah.
Hit a homer and flip his bat and catch the barrel? He doesn't know press. And I really didn't think that was the case last night. The one night I thought I felt that a little bit was the second game of that Angel series, just where I felt like guys were feeling a little bit. And that's the only time through this week, you know, where we haven't put runs on the board. Otherwise, feel like it's been business as usual.
So, I don't think he knows pressing either. Trent Grisham is a guy who was glued to the bench last year. Trent Grisham is a guy who was thrown into the Juan Soto trade as a salary dump. Not a lot of salary, but just get this guy up out of here. We don't want to pay him. We don't want him. We don't need him. We don't have any room for him. If you remember correctly, in the June gauntlet last year against the Dodgers, some Yankee fans chanted, "We want Soto," while Trent Grisham was at the plate. That bothered me. That bothered Judge. It bothered a lot of these Yankees. But they understand, right? They got booed this week. They understand. The fans want to win. You know, Jeter talked about, you know, in 98, walking the streets. And as many games as they won, a fan checking them like, hey, you better be ready to go. And speaking of ready to go, the Mets are ready to go. Ronnie Mauricio. And Tyrone, you better call Tyrone with the speed. So Tyrone Taylor singles. He steals second. Francisco Alvarez grounds out, and Tyrone Taylor is able to score on a Ronnie Mauricio single. The Mets are hitting Spencer Strider. They have four hits. 1-0 Mets in Atlanta as we go to the bottom of the second. Let's now hear from Trent Grisham after the game. Trent Grisham is a guy with the, you know, the mustache, and he's got the dark shades. And when he tracks a fly ball, he makes it seem like he's not breaking a sweat. Here's what Trent Grisham had to say after being a star in the game today.
We're asking Aaron a couple of times this week if the team had been pressing. He mentioned about you. He said he didn't think you were capable of pressing. And he mentioned about how, you know, you field and bat flips and stuff like that. Is that just a kind of chill attitude by you, or do you make a conscious effort to not be affected too much by the day-to-day?
Well, I think you have to make a conscious effort. This game over 180 days will beat you up, so that was something that was taught to most all of us when we were younger, coming up through the minor leagues, and I don't think you really understand until you get to this level. But when you get to a team like this with a bunch of veterans around and seeing the way they lead and seeing the way that they're consistent day in and day out, it rubs off on guys.
Trent Grisham is a guy who has gone through a lot. If you remember correctly, back in 2019 when Juan Soto hit that ball to right field against the Milwaukee Brewers, he misplayed it. And that was to the misfortune of the Brew Crew, and you know, the Nationals win that game and then they go on to win the World Series. He had to deal with that. I also mentioned how he had to deal with being the throw-in in the Juan Soto trade. I also mentioned how last year he was glued to the bench. And the Yankees didn't even want to use him over an Alex Verdugo, who's playing in this Mets-Braves series. They didn't even want to use him in the postseason. And I think Boone alluded to this year kind of having a little bit of regret, or maybe not regret, but I forget the word Boone used about not getting Trent involved, not getting him regular at-bats. You know, he struggled last year because he played like once every three series or something, you know? So I think Trent Grisham is a slow heartbeat guy. I think he's good for this Yankees team. I think he's the type of guy in that clubhouse that comes in every day and he's emotionless. Like, he's not laughing. He's not smiling. He's not mad. He's not pissed off. He's going to work. And he went to work today. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night coming up next. Keith McPherson on the Fan, dial 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back. The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots. But I just queued it up, man. I got to give, I think, the first big shot of the night of this season to Trent Grisham. T. Grish, batting ninth. He went 2 for 3 today, had 2 ribbies today, a double, and a homer. And I just played what he said. I just feel like, you know, his demeanor, his personality, what he's gone through in his career. I think he's the type of guy you want on this Yankees team. I don't know if he's around longer than this year. Maybe they trade him at the deadline if they feel like they got to play Jason Dominguez every day. But how do you feel? 888-808-1019. Do you, after seeing Trent Grisham, and let's do this, because I always tell you to please hit refresh on your information. I have to do it. Sometimes a couple games and series go by, and I'm still saying something that was a few days old, and I'm like, wait, let me go look at the numbers. Trent Grisham has regressed. Has he? You know, I listened to Boone talk about how his at-bat quality is still there and how he ran into some bad luck. But if you hit refresh on this last week, his last 7 games, he's got 6 hits, 1 homer, 2 ribbies. His average is .240. He you know, if you go back to 15 games, his average is .204. It gets a little worse. But, like, his average had dropped. We knew Trent Grisham last year was a guy that people said he's a 190 hitter. You know, we knew Trent Grisham wasn't going to, you know, have that ridiculous OPS, have over 1,000 OPS. For Trent Grisham, a fourth outfielder, we knew he wasn't going to bat 270, 275. Like, he's at 245 right now. I'm not worried about that dude. It's good to have that guy. And it's good that this point of his career, he's humble enough to say, yeah, sure, I'll come in and be the fourth outfielder. But when he got the opportunity, he seized the opportunity. And he's been super solid for the Yankees. Reminder, tonight, I'm only on to 10 p.m. This is not a 5-hour KM to AM. I will get out of the way because football is in the air. Fanatics Fest is coming, and they move Fanatics Fest to June so that they could actually get some football players there, because last year in August, all the football players were in camp. Tonight, on The Fan, the Giants mini camp show. John Schmelk, Paul Dottino, and I heard Sean say that Art Stapleton, everybody loves Art Stapleton. Art Stapleton's going to be on. I played a clip from Art Stapleton on my show a couple days ago with him asking a great question to Jameis Winston. Maybe they'll reference that tonight. They'll have some players on the show as well. This is WFAN, the home of the Giants. So stay tuned for that if you've got a little bit of a football itch tonight at 10. Now, I mean, this whole week I was saying, damn, we need football. Because the conversation was feeling like we were talking about the Jets and the Giants. with the Mets losing and the Yankees losing and us not being able to get a win and not having any joy, not having any positive things to talk about. I'm like, this feels like the Jets and the Giants combos. And I also was saying, okay, we're getting too deep in the weeds. Like, if we're going to be analyzing Anthony Volpe's first swing approach, looking at the numbers of how many sliders he's seen first pitch, his numbers of when he does or doesn't swing first pitch, I'm like, if we're going over, like, though, like I'm ready to go over some plays, first down, second down, third down. I'm ready to go over, you know, some actual offense, defense stuff. But we'll get there. Let's continue with the Yankees. Let me see if I can get another call or two in before we get to the 8 o'clock break. My guy Jonathan in Los Angeles, we defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
What up, Keith?
Yo, Bash. What up, Bash?
What up? We're going to New York.
I know. So your dad called and he asked if you guys should go to the Subway Series, Citi Field. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. And if you've never been to Citi Field, you should go.
What up, my guy? Thanks, bro. What up, man?
Happy we won. It's a lot better. The food tastes better. The drinks taste better. The air is better when you win.
My guy, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. Hey, it's baseball, Susan, you know? So, you know, we went through it. We went through a bump. And guess what, bro? You had a good little fact right here. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. Or I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure. But you said it was bobblehead night on tomorrow for Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge, Superman bobblehead night. I guarantee you those lines are going to be around the stadium by 4 o'clock.
My guy, bank on it. Aaron Judge, homers tomorrow. Parlay that with a dub. Why? Because we got Max Fried on the hill. It's a new beginning. We went through a rough bump. Let's go, bro. We can't think about the past. I know it was bumpy. It was ugly. But, hey, man. Or else I don't want to be all grouchy and everything. Oh, it was a rough week. I know, bro. It was. But, you know, I mean, regarding the – hey, bro, you know what? An underrated player that we need to really appreciate that we got is Goldie, bro. Goldie's been hitting and hitting. He homered today. Hey, man, that guy's pretty underrated. Other than that, bro, I think that Aaron Judge homers tomorrow, man. So I'm sending right now, man. Bank on it. Hey, bro, and low-key, I'm kind of hating on you, man. You're going to be on Fanatics. Hey, I'm going to make sure I'm going to call in, bro. I'm going to be on your YouTube page, man, so see what's up, bro. But have a good weekend, my guy. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. 888-808-1019. We got a break. Yeah, shout out to Goldie. He's another slow heartbeat guy, a veteran that I'm happy is on this Yankees team. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.